Just about 20 years ago, I played in a big golf match at Old Waverly Country Club. And it came down to a place late in a round where I just couldn't bring myself to take a risk as far as the shot that I hit, so I hit something safe. And I was so anxious to not fail on that shot that I also failed to succeed. I still remember that day like it was yesterday, which tells you that it had some impact on me, the regret that I have over not taking that little chance. I live with the regret of wondering if I had won, might have won that match, if I had just taken that small chance. I came in second place, but I felt as if I failed. I still feel as if I failed. As they say in the Olympics, you don't win the silver, you lose the gold. My biggest regrets in life, not just in golf tournaments, but in all of life, usually have to do not with what I did wrong, but with what I didn't have the nerve to try. I didn't win the silver, I lost the gold. And I lost it out of fear, a fear which has over the years grown into an incurable regret. Our gospel today says this: Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." I wonder if Peter, for the rest of his life, regretted that loss of trust. I wonder if he thought for years, "I wonder what I could have done if I had just kept trusting our Lord." Although it doesn't say much about the other disciples and what they did or didn't do, I wonder if they regretted not trying it. What did they truly fear? Did they fear failure and sinking? Or did they fear finding a power so strong it could lift them right out of this world? We often miss chances to encounter God in a very intimate way when we let fear rule us. We usually don't have physical fear of drowning in a storm or something that is physical like that and imminent. At least in my case, I let stupid, petty fears rule me. Fears of not fitting in, fear of embarrassment, fear of change. And yes, mixed in there also is a fear of finding something beyond my wildest imagination. The things that I live with that are the greatest weight to me are not sins, not mistakes, but regrets that grew out of fear. We often think of sin as related to the things we have done, but we also miss the mark and fail to encounter the holy when we let our fears cripple us, when we embrace non-failure so much that we can't attempt the risks which frighten us. We're afraid of failing, but perhaps we are also afraid of succeeding. The author Marianne Williamson says this about our fear of success. She says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." She goes on to say, "Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you." And she says, as we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. But it's so easy to get complacent, isn't it? It's so easy to say, "Well, what's wrong with this life? Why try to do anything risky? Why try to do anything more? This is fine. I'll just play it safe." But living in that little bit of fear separates us as much as, if not more than, our mistakes do. Separates us from God more than our mistakes do. Errors of omission keep us from God just as certainly as do errors of commission. Every week in confession, after all, we say these words. We ask for forgiveness for things we have done and things we have left undone. We sometimes leave things undone, untried, unrisked, because we fear succeeding in facing an entirely new life, an entire shift in our way of living and our sense of priorities. Who among us has the nerve to say to this materialist culture of ours that it isn't really bringing us fulfillment? Who will be the one to step out of the boat and give the others the courage to do it? Who will say first, "I'm tired of regretting the things I have left undone"? In our gospel story, as one source puts it, it is the appearance of Jesus and not the storm, which is described as terrifying the disciples. It may well be Jesus, but this is Jesus as they have never known or understood him before. So maybe the fear is, what could God do with me if I stepped out of the boat? How drastically would my comfortable, familiar life have to change? When we fear, we allow others' standards to bind us and keep us in the boat. When we fail to risk, when we fail to use that faith in God that we have, we begin to sink. We start out thinking we can do it, and we can walk straight to Jesus and embrace God's victory over this watery chaos that is human life. But then our doubts grab us by the foot and begin to pull us down. We begin to think about what could go wrong. We don't just lose the gold, we stop playing for it. On the other hand, we can walk on water. We can do miraculous things when we trust God. But that trust requires us to relinquish certainty and our illusion of control. So most of us choose to live in safe and certain places, the one everyone else inhabits, the ones which satisfy no one. We don't want to take the risk of being different. We don't want to be the one who first says, "This way of life is not filling me." So we live in those safe places, remembering with regret the things we have left undone. How much more often could we see God and encounter God directly if we could get past our fear, if we could get past our complacency and our comfort with non-failure? What could we do if we stopped fearing that we were powerful beyond measure? I pray that someday I will embrace all that God has for me. I don't want to worry so much about the things I have done that I leave undone things which could bring great joy, great depth, great intimacy with God. It's scary to think what God might do with us if we completely trusted. I could live in greater peace with mistakes than I can with these regrets, these things I have left undone. And so I pray, pardon us and free us, dear Lord. Pardon us not only for the things we have done, but for the fear and the lack of trust. With you, we could walk on water if we had the courage to trust you. After all, as Marianne Williamson says, our playing small does not serve the world. And yet, more often than not, we find ourselves sinking with the weight of the things we have left undone. Amen.